everyone. Happy Father's Day and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a very beautiful, although maybe a little bit hot, downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of June 20th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And the great news this week is that we are finally shifting out of this intense eclipse energy and out of this Mercury retrograde energies. This past month has been full of highs and lows. One day, you probably felt on top of the world, and then the next day, not quite so much. And I've certainly experienced that. You know, I got to see my mom and my son and take this epic road trip to Montana, all of it so wonderful, so joyful. And then I also lost my best friend and my best dog ever, Jack, who passed away on Friday. And during this time, we're reminded what it feels like to be alive again, the incredible joys and the sorrows. And then just like that, we're moving on to the next chapter. So at 8:31 Pacific time tonight, Sunday, is the summer solstice. And the solstice is kind of a big deal. We maybe have lost that knowledge in our current society and culture. But for more than 5,000 years, people have celebrated the solstice, even building like monuments to it, like Stonehenge and Karnak in Egypt. So on the solstice, the sun rises directly in line with the rocks in these places. And for centuries, the solstice has been a time of celebration with feasts and dancing and music. And we're celebrating summer, and we're celebrating the sun, and we're celebrating life again. So as we know, during the solstice, the sun is at its greatest distance from the Earth's equator. And because of that, we have the most daylight. It's the longest day of the year. And this happens directly over the Tropic of Cancer, which is a line of latitude which circles the Earth. And it also starts the beginning of Cancer season. Don't you just love how all these things just line up? And this year, the solstice comes with a few gifts, because Jupiter, my favorite planet, the planet of luck, abundance, protection, gets activated at the solstice. And we also have a grand square at the exact moment of the solstice. So the astrologer Deborah Norton talked a little bit about that, and actually talked quite a bit about that in the Summer Astrology podcast that I posted last week. So all of this stuff makes this summer busy with lots of lessons, but it's full of fun and reconnection. And this summer is also going to be fabulous for love. And I know there's many of us that like to hear that. So those that are in partnerships, you're going to get closer to the people that you're in the partnership with. And those of us that are single, well, we're going to start to feel like we want to start a new relationship. And this is the perfect time for that to happen and to fall in love. And the solstice is also the perfect time for charging your crystals. Like today is a fabulous day to set all of your crystals out in the sun, and they can soak up all of the energy of the sun on this really powerful solstice day. This supercharges them, and it just will infuse the energy in your home or however you use your crystals just that much more. So we have a pretty wonderful summer coming our way, busy, full of lessons and fun and joy. So after that hectic a good Gemini season, we're finally settling down into more grounded Cancer season. And we're definitely going to feel a complete shift in energy this week that starts with Cancer season starting, eclipse season ending, and then Mercury finally going direct this week. So Cancer season this year will be a magical time for making things happen. It's great for manifesting, for getting motivated, for getting things moving again. It's full of good vibes, good energy. Yeah, it might be a little emotional, but remember that emotion doesn't mean bad emotions. It also means good emotions. So this year, especially with how the planets are aligned on the solstice, we are in store for some really good emotions, some joy, some fun, some love. So I don't know, I like how the summer is starting out. And like I said, just like that, we're moving into the next chapter. And this is happening at the time that we are venturing back out into the world after COVID. So I know I've mentioned this before, so I'm kind of beating it into your head, but I want you not to forget what we've learned this past year. And what I've learned and what so many of us have learned is how to be in and appreciate the moment. The book, The Power of Now, is something that I've reminded of often recently, especially now after Jack has passed away, because it's the little things in life that are important. We sometimes think it's the big things that make our life, and I'm here to remind you once again that it's the little things. It's the, excuse me, I got a little choked up there. It's the walks with your dog. It's talking to your friends on the phone. It's washing the dishes. These are the moments that make a wonderful life. And I have been fortunate enough in my life to make a lot of money and win a metric shit ton of business awards. And I remember the first business award that I won was the Better Business Bureau Small Business of the Year Award. I don't even know, maybe a couple decades ago. It's been a long time. It was so wonderful. You win the award, you work for the award. And you know what I remember the most about that day? Here we are, you know, 20 years later, is after I won that award, it was at lunchtime, I went home back to my house and my dog had pooped on the carpet. And I remember just laughing at life. Once again, the highest highs, you win the award, then you come home and you clean up the dog poop off the carpet. So of all of those memories though, what sticks with me is cleaning up the dog poop. And how bad the dog felt, but then I tried to make the dog feel better, and then we went for a hike, and we played in the pool, and all that stuff. So that is more of a memory with the dog than the award. And you can't have a wonderful life without billions of wonderful moments. So the key is to recognize how wonderful these moments are when they're happening. And in order to do that, you have to be present. And that's the message, the bottom line message of the book of The Power of Now. And what these COVID times have taught many of us is to be present, to appreciate the current moment, even if it's painful, even if it includes picking up dog poop, even if it's uncomfortable, we want to appreciate it. So meditation, enlightenment, peace of mind, abundance, they all start with being present. And I can tell you that after someone or a pet passes away or something ends, what you remember the most are the moments. So let's make it our goal to be present for the moments of this summer. So to be present for every hike, every barbecue, every hot day, every summer movie, every ice cream cone, every watermelon, every farmer's market, every meal outside, playing with your kids, hanging with your friends. Be there for it. So how do we do that? It's easy to say, oh, just be present. But how do you actually be present? One, it takes some practice. That's what a lot of meditation is about, walking meditation. But the very first thing we need to do when we start anything new is we need to set our intention. It does not matter what you are doing, if it's even to be present, the first thing you always do is set your intention. So our intention is to be present for the moments of the summer. So the second thing we need to do is slow the fuck down. There is no hurry. There's no hurry. Let's remember what we learned from COVID. There's no hurry. Don't rush. Take your time to stop and smell a flower or pet a dog or say hi to someone. Just slow down. There's plenty of time. Just how there's plenty of money and there's plenty of love. There's plenty of time. So third, put down your phone. I would like to think, and this is kind of how I'm looking at the summer, that each time I don't post something on Instagram or Facebook, that's a result. That's a success. So not posting equals, for me, success. So fourth, let's appreciate the moment while you're in it. Not only does this bring you so much more joy to what's currently happening, but by shifting your thought to and your vibrations to appreciation, you'll attract more to be appreciative about. And finally, we are going to savor all of it. Summer is a time to feel alive, to feel love, to feel connection to nature. So we want to savor every second of it. We don't get another summer of 2021, the first summer after COVID, a summer of joy, of love, and of being present. So get ready for the energy shift this week. We're definitely going to feel it. It's going to feel good, like really good. And do a little something to celebrate the importance of the solstice. Like we said, this is a big deal that people have been celebrating and honoring for thousands of years. So have a bonfire, take a picnic outside, get some ice cream, charge your crystals, enjoy the sun with those you love, do yoga outside, sit on the grass, and meditate on the intentions you want to set for this new season. So think deeply about your summertime goals, and doing that now will really help you to gain clarity, not only about the summer, but about the next chapter and what's coming in your life, because it's all starting and it's all here, starting tonight at 8:31 Pacific Standard Time on the summer solstice. So as always, thank you for listening. I do have a summer sale going on right now with 30% off all appointments. This is a really good time to come in for an energy tune-up and to get you ready for summer. You know how you get your, this is a joke for the people out there, how you get your body bikini ready for the summer. How about coming to me and getting your energy ready for the summer? That seems like a much more beneficial thing to do. So you don't need a coupon, just go to abundology.com and book a session. I would love to meet with you. And do me a favor, kiss your kids. Kiss your partner, kiss your dog, and just savor every motherfucking moment of this. Life is good. Even when it's bad, it's still good. So have an incredible week, and I will talk to you next week.